The state's charter school advocacy group calls the governor's pick alarming, and Republicans say the nomination isn't appropriate, given Duncan is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the state's education tax credit program. Hassan, who also opposes the program, doesn't see an issue.
He, as a citizen, raised that concern about the appropriate and constitutional use of taxpayer money.
Duncan, a retired founder of a software company, lives in Newcastle and heads the advocacy group Advancing New Hampshire Public Education. Hassan says critics simply aren't familiar with Duncan's positions.
Bill supports charter schools, as he supports public schools generally. Again, I think as people learn to know his record and learn to know him, they'll see he's just a great advocate for public education.
The executive council could vote as early as Thursday on Duncan's nomination to the 7-member board. The board oversees the state's education system, including authorizing charter school applications. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.